This is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit and we talk with our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them about what they're working on in school, their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me at KXCI Studios today is Maddie Souder. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
What's going on at the U of A?
I'm working in Dr. Falou's research lab, the Computational and Experimental Neuroscience Laboratory. And to like introduce you to my research, I'm going to have you imagine a scenario. Imagine that you're headed to work, but you know that you need to also stop by the grocery store and you need to stop by the pharmacy. You know the best way to get there, right?
Right. I have my route.
Yeah. It's the fastest route possible, right?
Your brain has a route too, right?
Yeah. So we look at how the brain computes that because, you know, you and I, we can do that effortlessly. And the thing is, rats can do this even better than humans can. It's really cool. Who would think that rats are even better at figuring out the shortest path to different places?
Is there a maze involved?
More of like an open field. We have different reward points in the open field, and the rat has to figure out the fastest way between the reward points.
Like little outposts.
Yeah. We use electrodes to record from the memory and learning center of the brain so that we can get a better understanding of how the brain computes this. I'm just starting my data analysis, and my experiment is a little bit different in that each of the reward points are actually different representations of objects. So, you know, we would have the house, the pharmacy, the school, and the grocery store, but the rats have one Lego object and then maybe a cone. And so they're all different.
You're creating a geographical landmark for them.
Yeah.
What kinds of food are you giving them?
Just a dry pellet mash. Don't get anything fancy.
So when you're working with rats, do you ever find you have a favorite?
I do, but I never tell them.
That's wise. Do you name them?
I do. I actually have named the majority of my rats after pasta because I love making pasta. I've had orzo, gnocchi, and orecchiette.
Oh, orecchiette, little tiny ears.
Yeah.
Orecchiette is a good listener. Do you find that some rats are just way sharper than others?
Yes.
Wow, really?
It so far has been my experience. Some of them take a lot longer to learn than others. They also have different learning strategies sometimes.
Oh, that makes for some interesting data.
It does, yeah.
Do you have plans for the future after the U of A?
Right now, my plan is to pursue an MD PhD. I have always wanted to be an MD because when I was younger, I used to get migraines and I had to go see a neurologist. And the neurologist was really like cold, you know, and he was a pediatric neurologist. And so I had hoped that I could be someone that'd be more relatable for kids that were in like a crappy situation.
That's so important.
And I feel like having a PhD along with that would like being a researcher would make me a better doctor and being a doctor would make me a better researcher. So
right on, Maddie. That's so cool. Do you ever listen to music?
I do. Actually, I don't get to see my brother much just now that I'm at college. So he and I, we put together a playlist of it's like mostly rap and like it's stuff that he likes to listen to. But yes. I listen to it. It's like a way to connect with him. So
music is such a great way to connect with people.
It is.
And to keep a conversation going over long distances, music is perfect for that.
Yeah, it is.
That's such a great idea. Whose idea was it?
My brother's.
Good job, brother. What's his name?
Matthew.
Good job, Matthew. That was a great idea. Connecting people through music is pretty much our specialty here at KXCI. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, of course. This was fun.
It was.
KXCI is in the midst of our fall fundraising campaign, encouraging you to make a sound investment in the station that brings you independent, locally produced programs just like this one. Because you value KXCI and Thesis Thursday, go to kxci.org today and invest in this critical community resource.